Stop Into a River, written by Bittercape and read by Flower Parish
and K-Burb.
This is a DC and Marvel crossover fic, rated for teen and up audiences, featuring the relationship Phil Coulson / Jim Gordon. Summary: a story told through recovered and found documents in various formats. Email recovered from GCPD's servers to jgordon@gcpd.org, from phil.coulson@shield.gov.org. Subject: subjects in SHIELD custody. Commissioner Gordon: last night at approximately 0325, SHIELD personnel observed and subdued an individual who was surveilling one of our operations. Later inquiries uncovered this was the Gotham vigilante known as Red Robin. This was further confirmed by an attempted jailbreak from SHIELD HQ by a second Gotham vigilante known as Red Hood. Attempts to contact Batman, at Red Robin's insistence and Red Hood's firm refusal, have been unsuccessful. Actions suggested by Red Hood, such as, quote, "fucking off into the sun," unquote, have also proven unsuccessful. However, this morning I was sent what I have to assume was an email, although no sender address, IP, or other identifying information could be recovered, suggesting I contact you on the matter of stray Gotham vigilantes. Please advise. Regards, P. Coulson. Field Officer, Strategic Homeland Intervention, Enforcement, and Logistics Division.
Email recovered from GCPD servers to phil.coulson@shield.gov.org, from jgordon@gcpd.org. Subject: subjects in SHIELD custody. Field Officer Coulson: thank you for bringing this matter to my attention. Batman's closest associates assure me he is unavailable for the time being. I assume you are not able to hand the vigilantes in your custody over to yet another Gotham and Bloodhaven vigilante Nightwing. Presuming you, like me, have some laws and regulations you are obliged to adhere to, I will accept temporary responsibility for the vigilantes in your custody. Please name a time and place for a handover, and rest assured I will inform Batman of my views on being assigned the role of glorified babysitter. Regards, Jim Gordon, Police Commissioner, Gotham City Police Department.
Email recovered from GCPD's servers to jgordon@gcpd.org, from phil.coulson@shield.gov.org. Subject: subjects in SHIELD custody. Commissioner Gordon, your cooperation on this matter is very much appreciated. We have been forced to restrain the vigilantes in question and assign one of our most experienced agents to personally watch them at all times. This became necessary after Red Robin made an escape attempt through the vents, which was only discovered due to one of our own agents habitually hiding in there, necessitating extensive surveillance. Meanwhile, Red Hood escaped by deploying a small explosive. We have not been able to ascertain how and where he was able to hide this through extensive searching and scanning, but rest assured we will review our procedures, and had to be taken down, by Black Widow, no less, after incapacitating 23 agents in the process. The sooner you are willing to take them off my hands, the better. I am, quite frankly, worried about exposing some of my more impressionable agents to this particular type of madness. Regards, Phil Coulson, SHIELD.
Email recovered from GCPD servers to phil.coulson@shield.gov.org, from jgordon@gcpd.org. Subject: subjects in SHIELD custody. Agent Coulson: I am sadly experienced with this particular type of madness after my long, long years of cooperating with the bats of Gotham. My best advice to keep them pacified is ice cream for both of them, in addition to cigarettes for Hood and coffee for Red Robin. I will be able to meet at any time convenient to you from 0800 to any point along Gotham City limits, as per my jurisdiction. You may let your prisoners know that Officer Grayson of Bloodhaven PD is on loan to the GCPD at the moment and will accompany me. Regards, Jim Gordon.
Email recovered from GCPD's servers. To jgordon@gcpd.org. From phil.colson@shield.gov.org. Subject, subjects in SHIELD custody. Gordon. Red Hood has once again escaped confinement and has somehow incited Black Widow to teach him how to strangle a man with his thighs. Far be it from me to objectify vigilantes, but I am certain you have observed the aforementioned thighs and will join me in contemplating the fate of the world. Handing them over cannot come soon enough. We will be leaving the premises within the hour and will await you at 0800 on the east side of Trigate Bridge. Regards, Phil Coulson.
Email recovered from GCPD servers. To phil.colson@shield.gov.org. From jgordon@gcpd.org. Subject, subjects in SHIELD custody. Coulson, I can hear Doom approaching. See you in 4 hours. Jim Gordon.
Email recovered from GCPD's servers. To jgordon@gcpd.org. From phil.colson@shield.gov.org. Subject, subjects in SHIELD custody. Jim, your stray bats appear to have bugged an infected SHIELD HQ, and the speaker systems are now playing the Macarena every time Director Fury opens a door. Furthermore, they have somehow managed to hijack the prisoner transport vehicle into pulling over at every Tim Hortons it passes. Please advise. Regards, Phil Coulson.
Email recovered from GCPD servers. To phil.colson@shield.gov.org. From jgordon@gcpd.org. Subject, subjects in SHIELD custody. Phil, I'll have a word with Agent A. Jim.
Voicemail recovered from Jim Gordon's phone.
Hey, Jim, it's me. Listen, I'm going to Philadelphia on Thursday and could take a detour to Gotham if you want to meet up. I know it's short notice, but let me know if it's convenient. This is Phil, by the way. Phil Coulson.
Copy of receipt from Armando's Restaurant, 24 Sayre Street, Gotham. Armando's Restaurant, 24 Sayre Street, Gotham, NJ. Sale, November 20th, 2023, 9:36 p.m. Batch, number 01A2A, APPR, number 34362, Trace, number 7. Visa, 6535. 1 Ling Al Amateur, $25.79. 1 Auric Al Pepe, $22.49. 1 Armone GL, $18.49. 1 Tap Beer, $6.49. 1 Espresso, $4.99. 1 Americano, $4.49. 2 Tiramisu, $23.98. Subtotal, $106.72. Tax, $7.07. Total, $113.79. Approved. Thank you. Customer copy.
Yelp review of Armando's Ristorante, Little Italy, Gotham. Armando's Ristorante. Jim G. Gotham City, NJ. 4 stars. Excellent service, large wine list, enough to impress my date, and food close to perfection. A little more discretion from someone, presumably Armando's Nona, would have been ideal. But the experience of being serenaded by a 70-plus-year-old Italian lady was at the very least unique. Actually, not a mafia front. Reply. Red H, Gotham City, New Jersey. Can confirm location is not a mafia front. Guaranteed no criminal activity on site. Text message from Jim Gordon to Phil Coulson. Hey, just wanted to say thanks again for dinner. I was hoping you'd let me cook for you next time. I'm told I make pretty good lasagna, and I could probably persuade my daughter to help me with the wine pairing.
Text message from Phil Coulson to Jim Gordon. I don't need to be enticed with wine to agree to a second date, but I won't complain. Does next weekend work for you?
Text message from Jim Gordon to Phil Coulson. I've bribed all the bats into a promise not to start any incident requiring an official police response next weekend, starting from Friday at 6 p.m. So any time that works for you is good with me.
Text message from Phil Coulson to Jim Gordon. Friday at 6 p.m. it is. Looking forward to seeing you again. Note found on Jim Gordon's fridge. Sorry to have to cut the weekend short. I know you said you'd only be gone for an hour, but Hill called to let me know Red Hood has been spotted in New York with Black Widow, and that is apparently a situation she, quote, won't touch with a 70-mile-long pole, end quote. How do you feel about a weekend in D.C. next? XOXO, Phil. The end.